Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Dirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, April 27th. In the news this morning, overnight e-buy prices were May corn up 2 cents, May wheat up 2 cents, and May beans up a penny and three quarters. Currently, we've got the crude oil down over a dollar a barrel. The U.S. dollar is up just about 10 ticks. We're back over 99 again. The exports this morning, light on the wheat, a combined 366. Pretty good on the corn, 989. Pretty good on the beans, 808. So a little bit of a mixed bag on the export picture. President Trump has denied that he's going to pull out of NAFTA. Apparently, there's going to be a meeting between the Prime Minister of Canada and the Mexican president to try to make NAFTA a little more fair. But he doesn't intend to pull out, at least that's what he says right now. The weather, after changing the forecast yesterday to make it drier in the 10-day to 16-day area, we're still getting a lot of rain here. Chicago's been rainy all day. Southern Illinois is going to get hammered. There's talking about 2 inches of snow in the western plains. Cold temperatures, a lot of rain this weekend. So, you know, I think we're going to see some more planting delays out here. We're, you know, coming into the first week of May here with only 17% of the corn planted. I think they've improved upon that this week, particularly in the southern plains kind of areas. But the weather certainly isn't perfect out here. And the funds, as I've been saying, are heavily short. I just don't see the advantage in trying to press this thing down here. So hopefully we can see a little bit of a rally here today. The president's tax code changes, I don't think it'll have much impact on the market. If we can repatriate some of the money from overseas, it might help the stock market, but I think that would be really about it. Really not a whole lot else going on. It's a matter of weather versus what we're going to do with the acres out here and how much is going to get planted. You would think, you know, yesterday as they broke the corn, if they think they're going to get the corn in, that would take the pressure off the beans and we could have rallied the beans, but we didn't see that happen out here. But if wheat could close over the key reversal number at 409, I think that would be helpful. If we could close May corn over 370, it's, you know, 10 cents away. That would be helpful. We'd need to close really over 970 in the beans to be helpful. But we'll see where we can go here today. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.